It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Chris Haycock. He is a program manager out at Active Reentry. And coming up this weekend, big event, the 20th annual Run, Walk, and Roll. This is a lot of fun. It's the great thing about it is it's for the entire community, and it is absolutely 100% free. Okay, they just want you to get out, be active, and have a good time. So we're going to talk about it. A couple of other things that are tied to it this year. One is a breakfast that's a new thing this year. We'll talk about that as well. And also, if you would like to help them out at Active Reentry, there's a way that you can make donations and all of those great things. Chris, how are you this morning?
Great. How are you this morning, Dave?
I am doing well, sir. Doing well. So let's talk about this. It's the 20th annual. That's what I asked you. I said, this thing's been going on for a minute.
Yes, it's been going on 20 years.
And
it's a long time.
So let's talk about the event itself. And that's really what it's all about, is just getting the community out, right?
Correct. Yes.
So let's get into that. What kind of brought that on when the... You know, I know you probably weren't there when they decided they wanted to do it, but what kind of was the moment that was like, you know what, we need to do this for everybody?
So about 20 years ago, the six directors in the state of Utah from the Independent Living Centers got together and planned this event for each region of the state to host one. Same day, same time, everybody would be out having a 5K at the same time. Years went on, things have changed. We're still doing this as this is our one big fundraiser per year that we try to do and try to keep a hold of that history.
And that is the thing too, that maybe not a lot of people know about Active Reentry. You don't get a lot of money from the state, do you?
We do not.
Do you get any money from the state?
We do.
Some.
We do. We get some, and we, you know, every year it's during legislative time, that's the time we go after it. But this is our one big fundraiser that we do to try to, you know, boost those programs within Active Reentry.
And the great thing about this fundraiser is all that money's going to stay right here and help out this Active Reentry branch.
Correct.
So let's get into the you know, the gravel, so to speak. September 16th, that's coming up this Saturday. It's going to be out at your office, correct?
Correct, yep.
So let's get the address for that.
It's 10 South Fairgrounds Road here in Price.
It's right out there. And when does everything kind of start going down?
So registration, you can be out there a little before 8. Registration starts at 8 o'clock. You don't have to pre-register if you come out that day. Perfectly fine. And then the race kicks off at 8:30. And it's a really pretty route, goes up towards the senior center and then out towards Pinnacle Peak, and it's an out and back 5K.
And the thing too, that once again, I think we need to let everybody know, this is for the whole family and it's absolutely free to do, just go out and do, just get together,
correct,
go out and do that. There are opportunities though, that you guys can, if you would choose to do so, if you would like to help out and make a donation, you can do that there, I would assume.
Yep. Yep. Donations are always accepted.
And then the other great thing is after everybody's gone out, worked up an appetite, you're going to have a breakfast out there.
We are. We're going to have a pancake breakfast. Starting right after the first person gets back, we'll start serving up pancakes and breakfast to everybody.
And that one is just $5 for breakfast.
Yep, $5 per person for breakfast.
And once again, I think we need to reiterate, that is a fundraiser. That's basically, that $5 is a donation.
It's a donation.
To Active Reentry.
Exactly.
So, lots of great stuff going on. Now, the other thing that we always like to talk about when it comes to things like this is, if you're a business out there and you want to get a team together, that's awesome. But if you're also interested in being a sponsor, we kind of need to know about that rather quickly, don't we?
Yeah, we would like to have those sponsors in by Wednesday. That way we can get any signage or anything from that business and put out there at Active Reentry or along the route as well to thank you. So if you're sponsoring, you know, we will definitely take a banner.
So if you are interested in wanting to sponsor part of this or be a part of it, all you've got to do is give them a call out there. What's the phone number?
435-637-4950.
And I think that we should talk a little bit before we get out of here and just give people an idea, because maybe there are some people that aren't really sure what Active Reentry does in our community. And I know just one part of what you do is you have all kinds of different support groups out there.
We do. We've added a new support group this year. We've got a caregiver support group, grief support, a TBI, and a low vision support group out there. So we provide services for any person with a disability in our counties, and we cover 7 in the eastern Utah.
And you have that. You also take care of Perky Travels.
Correct.
Another great thing. If you need a ride to go up north for radiation treatments or anything like that, they can take care of you there.
Correct.
And then you also work with, like, and I don't want to say this wrong, but is it reintegration?
Correct.
Kind of. You have that services?
So my job is to teach skills to people with disabilities so that they can reintegrate into the community so they can live independently on their own. Because most individuals with a disability don't need that one-on-one care all the time. They can live independently, and my job is to teach them those skills.
So they've got all kinds of great programs. If you're interested, once again, you can give them a call out there. The website's great as well. What's the website out there?
It's arecil.org.
So check all that out. But once again, we're talking about this one coming up this weekend, September 16th. It is the 20th annual Run, Walk, and Roll 5K. Get out, take the whole family, have a lot of fun. It's free for the whole family. And then afterwards, stick around and give that $5 donation for breakfast. It's going to be a lot of fun getting out, and the weather should hold, and it should be perfect weather, a little cooler in the morning to get out and do something like this.
Yes.
Chris, once again, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us. We really appreciate the time.
Thanks, Dave.
We've been speaking with Chris Haycock, Program Manager at Active Reentry. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.